back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Meow.
Oh, boy. Hey, I read a study.
Yes, Tim.
Recently.
On the internet?
I was cruising around the internet.
I was looking around the internets. Remember he said that on a debate?
Right.
He's debating John Kerry to be president. Well, look, you know, there's a lot, or maybe it was Al Gore. There's a lot out there on the, on the internets.
No. Yeah, you had one guy calling it the internets, and the other guy saying he invented the internet.
Right. It's like, who's crazier, that guy or that guy?
Those are the two best guys we got.
Those are our choices. One's loony enough to think he invented the damn thing. The other one thinks there's two.
I tell you. It's gotten crazy out there.
Yeah, I tell you, boy.
All right, this comes out of London, England, overseas.
Hello.
Having a blazing fight with your spouse could be the secret to long life.
Oh, my God.
The study has shown that a good fight with your other half...
Like an argument, though.
...may be good for your health.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets the blood going. I see. I can see that.
Husbands and wives who bury their differences and keep the anger inside are likely to die earlier...
Whoa.
...than those who let the sparks fly. Researchers have found.
Really?
This is because trying to resolve conflict, even in a heated manner, is better for your health than bottling up tension, they argue.
Well, I think that's probably true. You know, people who blow off steam, every once in a while, not every day, are probably healthier. Otherwise, you're like Michael Douglas in that Falling Down movie. You know, you're a nut, and just one day you go crazy and you start, killing people.
Yeah. There's something to be said for that,
I agree, Tim, with that study. Where'd you find that study? On one of the internets?
I'll tell you where I found it. I'm IBNLive.com.
I said it, man.
IBN.
Hey, by the way, did we ever get, forgive me for just a second, I know we want to get back to that topic. We ever get any feedback from the guys in Torrance about the drinking game?
Fullerton.
Forgive me, I kept saying Torrance. I had a mental block on that.
Yeah, there are two guys that have started this, and it's up to like six guys. And I got an email only because I know one of the guys
right.
through a friend.
How'd it work? How'd it work out for them?
They got bombed
All right.
last night. There's six guys, sometimes eight guys. They get together on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
They watch football. And then right after football is done, they listen to the show and they have a drinking game. Now, because there was no football on,
right.
they started early,
right.
8 o'clock. And they take a shot of beer, mm-hmm. a shot glass of beer.
Yes.
Every time I say Babu or you impersonate me.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of alcohol.
And they said by 9:30 they were almost in coma. In a coma state. Comatose.
Well, I'm sure they're all fine today.
I don't know. But it's not my fault.
No. Look, people will do what they do. Adult people do what they do.
The college kids are enjoying themselves.
Well, and we didn't tell them. We didn't.
Chris is the guy's name.
Okay.
He's in charge of the deal.
Chris and his buddies invented the game. We did not invent the game.
No, we did not. All right. Back to the study, everybody. During the study, 192 couples... They took 192 couples, were kept under observation for over 17 years.
Oh, God, that's a long time.
Seems like it. The first category consisted of couples who were both partners and communicated their anger, okay? The second group were couples that the husband showed anger while the wife suppressed it.
Leaving, bitches!
Dougie, please.
I see.
If this is the case, Dougie's going to live till he's like 210.
Good.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, can we frigging fix this?
Dougie, please.
God damn, am I getting tired of this? We get, bounced around to every frigging different time slot, and then we frigging show up for work.
Hey,
even frigging.
Anyway, so there were three groups.
It's a healthy guy.
One, the couples argued. The second group,
right.
the husband expressed his anger.
I see.
And the wife shut down.
Right.
In the third group, the wife showed her anger and the husband suppressed his anger.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Okay.
It found that during the period of the study, death was twice as likely in the group that never argued. They suppressed their anger.
Right, because they walked around furious all day, and that just was eating away at their arteries and their heart.
I guess so, man.
And just their innards, chopping away at their innards. And they dropped dead earlier than they would have if they would have just let the stress out every once in a while.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather live maybe a few less years and not argue all the time?
Yes, I would.
Than constantly, you know, bitch and get on each other's back and clock each other.
Yes, I would.
I don't know what the way to go is, and I'm no expert. Please, you know, if you've been listening to the show for quite some time, you know, I'm not that smart when it comes to, physical or mental health.
I think you're pretty smart.
I don't really think I am. But what is the best way to go? Maybe you guys have the answer out there. Is it best to really go at each other as a couple? Like, I have a friend who does that, him and his wife.
They fight all the time?
Every time you go to dinner with them, they end up, like, throwing stuff at each other. And,
oh, it goes that far?
No, not that far, but it gets close.
But, like, the jacket, she'll throw the jacket at him?
He says something to push her button. She goes nuts. Either he leaves or she leaves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. But it's almost like that's the way they are. Everybody knows that.
Right, and when you go to dinner or accept an invitation to join them for dinner, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah. And you hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, no, there you go.
And it does, right?
But is it better to argue with your spouse, constantly, you know, yelling in the house, or is it better to suppress the anger and just deal with it that way?
It's a great question.
But I don't know what the better way to go is. I suppress a lot of it.
I think there's
I'm not really into confrontation.
I think there's a middle point. I think there's somewhere in between suppressing all of your anger and constantly being at each other's throats. I'm no marriage counselor. I'm no relationship counselor. I've never been married, as the audience knows. There's got to be some in between, though. There has to be somewhere in, because you can't be expected to suppress everything.
Yeah, but
because let me give you an example.
Understand.
If you come home every night, and the first thing she says is, you have to take the garbage out and you have to do this and you have to do that. Imagine you got that every night. You'd have to, at some point, confront that and say, excuse me, but can't you say hello? I mean, I just walked through the door. I mean, can't you say hi? How about a hug? Instead of, you know, ordering me around like I'm a, you know, like you're a, like I'm a Nazi soldier here.
Right.
So you can't suppress everything. Then again, you can't let every little thing drive you nuts.
Right. But see, that's why I think gay couples have an advantage here. Because gay men, Jerry, you can put your hand down.
Why does he always do that? He puts his hand up.
He puts his hand up and goes, woo!
Yeah, to be counted. Jerry, we understand.
Jesus Christ.
You know, present. We got it, Jerry.
Wish we could hear that over the air.
Well,
when
you
he does
can.
That.
Next time he does it, say gay men. Well, next time he say it,
all right.
He'll
see,
go.
This is why I think gay men have an advantage.
Woo!
Well, all right, we see you.
All right, got
hey,
it.
How you doing?
Got it.
Right here!
Got it. There he goes. All right, God, man, him in bicycle shorts is a real picture, huh?
Isn't it unbelievable?
It really is wild.
I mean, would you ever,
tank top and dolphin shorts.
In a million
with
years.
With no underpants on, flitting around the station.
In a million years, would you have ever believed he'd come to work dressed like that? I mean, I just.
I would smell good, and I would be wearing tennis shorts or something
right.
That's going to get her attention.
All right, this is why I think gays have the advantage here, okay? Because gay guys and gay women. Mm-hmm. That sums up most of the gays, right?
Gays and lesbians, you mean.
All right, gays and lesbians. This is why I think they have the advantage. Because gay guys can sit down and have sort of like a business discussion with each other on what irritates them.
Right.
And they understand it on a guy's level.
A reasonable, rational discussion.
Right. They go, hey, Bill, sit down here for a second. Wait, buddy. Hey, do me a favor. You know, I come home every night and, you know, the front door is open. Just lock it for a change. Please, you know, I don't like the house being open. He goes, oh, Christ, I didn't know I was doing that. You got it, man. High five.
Well,
hit that stick and so long.
Well, the high-fiving, I don't know if that goes on a lot.
But when you say to your wife.
You seem to project, Tim, traditionally heterosexual acts upon, you know, like gay men. I don't think they high five when they come to an agreement. Or
I bet they do.
I don't think so. But you were saying.
All right. But anyway, so gay women can also have the same discussion with other gay women on more of an emotional level.
Right. They can sit there and cry for nine
hours.
Yeah,
they'd say, hey, sweetheart, sit down for a second. But I don't think, you know, we're holding each other enough.
Right.
And you go, really, we're not?
Okay, Tim.
What?
I don't think you can use that term.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think
it's a food.
I know it is. I actually have ordered a one or two.
All right.
At El Torito. But Tim.
All right, but listen.
You've got to watch your language. You've been doing this 11 years.
I apologize. I just signed something today, so I wouldn't do that. All right, but here's the deal. But when guys and girls get together, the girls get emotional, and the guys want to have sort of like a business discussion on what bothers them, and that never seems to work. It never seems to work that way. But that's why I think like gay guys and gay women have longer, healthier relationships heterosexuals.
You might be right. Well, so what you're saying is, simply stated, and then we'll give the phone numbers and then we'll get to this.
Here's the question. Do heterosexuals, enough with the arguing. I'm gonna broaden this thing. I'm going to ask you a question here.
Look at
man.
Him go, man. Like, what a radio bull, man. Much. Jerry, are you watching this? Randy, are you watching this in action?
Putting on a clinic in here.
This bull is running an effing clinic. He said to the story, F it. He's now departing from the story. He's reworked the topic. He's going to set it up and throw out some phone numbers. God damn it, I love
All
to watch
right.
it.
All right, thank you. Do heterosexuals... Is there a distinct disadvantage to being in a heterosexual relationship? And is there a tremendous advantage to being in a homosexual relationship?
And the numbers.
520-9710.
What a clinic.
If you got an F in Triple H, Jones.
Yeah, man.
I don't know anybody who's got one, but if you do, you love that
actually,
eight. You love those eights.
Well, some people do love the toll-free Jones. They have a toll-free Jones.
888-520-9710. And you call us and we'll talk to you. But anyway, I think that's true. I think that when men and women get together, there is so much difference between the two sexes. They're almost like different species.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like an alligator dating a horse.
When a guy and a chick get together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like a tree dating, you know, a cup of milk. I mean, there's almost, you know, like that much difference between the two of them.
Right. It's like
if you walk down the street and you go, wow, look at that hot tree dating that cup of milk.
I haven't
you go,
seen
wow, it. I bet they don't get along.
Tim, did you take something before the show?
No, I'm cool. How's it going?
No, hold on a second. Everybody hold on just a second.
I'll do a drug test right here.
No. Dude, before the show, did you take like a pill? Like a
Xanax or something?
No, something else. You seeing a lot of colors? Because you're talking about trees dating milk.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, when guys get together with women, it's like a beer dating an airplane.
Right.
They're just too different.
They're too different. They're unbelievably different. Almost, they're so different that one can't imagine how this might even work.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
How could it possibly work out?
When they're so different.
That's exactly right, young man. Now you're getting it.
Want to hit the numbers?
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now the disadvantage to being in a homosexual relationship is if you're a heterosexual, you got to learn the stick.
Well, no, wait a minute.
You got to get on that stick.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that otherwise heterosexual men, for convenience, would get into a homosexual relationship?
I don't know if that's...
No, so, okay, right, right.
I don't know
right.
if that's happening.
Right, no, gay
but
men...
But that's the obstacle.
Well, gay men, like heterosexual women, have to learn how to maneuver the stick.
But that's why I'm saying it's easier, with the exception of the stick... It's easier to be in a homosexual relationship than it is a heterosexual relationship. That's why when you ever see two gay guys together.
Right, could the stick... Oh, forgive me. Could it be that much of a challenge to learn that art?
I think it's a big challenge.
Is it really? All right.
Oh, I think so, don't you? I mean, isn't that challenging?
Well, I've never done it.
I know, but I mean, if somebody said, we want to see over the next year if we can get you into it, Wouldn't that be the biggest challenge of your life?
Well, for me it would be, because that's not where my attraction is. But if I were naturally attracted to it like a gay man would be...
Right. Could you make the leap? I mean, could you cross over?
No.
Because I think, dude, listen, I know you're depressed and all, but I think that that might cheer you up.
What might cheer me up?
Living with a guy.
Are you crazy?
Everything, I mean, you got the Barry Mantle, you're a fan-a-lo. You got dogs, you got those little dogs.
You know, this is the second time, and I don't want to take calls here, but this is the second time in a week that you've suggested that I should explore a gay lifestyle.
Maybe that's why you're depressed.
That I'd get hot guys. You're telling me I'd get hot guys.
I think you get good guys.
You're almost selling it to me, and it's making me really uncomfortable.
All right. Well, you think about when you get home, when you're behind closed doors. All right, Christian in Ontario, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
First-time caller, first-time listener.
All right, dude. Everything's a first.
Yeah, rock on, right?
Yep.
Hey, what I was going to say, though, was real quick about the anger thing is that they say it's actually not good. You got to find a happy medium. It's not good to hold it in or let it all out, because you'll develop like high blood pressure and all that stuff from either venting it or keeping it all in, either one.
Oh, I see. All right.
Right. Well, I think it's got to be easier if that's the first part. But the other part, as far as like the arguing, I mean, if you look at it, most girls hate girls, and gay people are as close to gay guys are as close to women,
dude,
I guess.
But Christian, I also think that is a misconception of gay men.
Yeah. What?
That they all have that type of sex that he described that we had to dump.
Right. I know a gay guy, for example, who's a very good friend of mine who's never done that.
I think most gay guys don't do that.
Oh, I think most do it.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, Tim, you're living in a fantasy world. Why be gay, then? If you're not going to do that, date a woman.
I don't think most human beings
do
that.
No, date a woman if you're not going to do that.
No. Yeah, I think that I'm right here, that most gay guys don't go all the way.
And perform that act?
I think I'm right.
The home run act?
Yeah.
Well, I think
touch them all.
I think you're nuts. Why be gay? How can you even call yourself gay if you don't do that?
Nah, you can. There's other things you can do.
I've actually heard gay guys say the same thing.
What?
That what Tim's saying.
They don't do that?
Yeah.
No, you don't do that, right?
When did you have that conversation, Jerry?
Just with my lover.
Lynn in Mission Viejo, you're at 97.1.
Okay, I'm so off topic now.
Oh, are you calling this? Is it wish us happy birthday?
Well, no.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I love you.
Thank you.
You bring so much joy to my
world.
Are you
out of Oragel? You need us to send you some?
Thank you, Lynn. You're very
How
sweet.
How off topic are you?
No, you know what? I was calling because, Brian, you're not suicidal. You're a little bit melancholy.
Yes, and I'm depressed. Yes, and you're.
I know, and you touched my heart big time.
Well, you're very sweet.
Well, you know why? I can't go into it now here, but I'm going to send you a letter, and I just think I totally understand where you're coming from.
Well, you're very sweet.
How old are you?
how old do I sound?
You sound young, but
24.
You're probably
well,
a little.
Well, I'm young at heart. Let's say
right.
that,
and that's all that matters.
Right.
How's the exterior?
I cannot tell you.
Right.
You bring so much laughter into my world.
Nice.
Because most of my friends are like downbeat and they just drain me dry.
Right.
But I turn on your program and it's so wonderful just to laugh.
Oh, well,
and have
you're
a truly
the best, baby.
Good belly laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so
it
much.
It warms my heart. It makes me healthy and it makes me feel good. You guys are awesome. And Brian, I'm telling you, dude, I totally know where you're coming from.
Well, thank you. You're very sweet.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. There she goes. She sounded high, didn't she?
She sounded very high on life. She was a very sweet lady.
Montego in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, I just wanted to call in and let you know that you're right. Us gay dudes don't go all the way on average.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the average? What's the percentage of guys that go all the way?
Geez, those sluts, I'd say probably 15-20%, if that.
Yeah,
I don't believe
that. That was my guess.
I don't believe that number.
You believe it's 100%?
No, I don't believe it's 100% either.
What do you believe it is?
I believe
that... This guy's gay. Why would he be wrong?
Well, I don't know that he's done a poll of the entire gay community, nor have I. So we're merely speculating.
How old are you, Montego?
27.
Okay. And I'm 35 and not gay, so you obviously have more experience than I do, sir.
But, absolutely.
But it would seem to me, and I think it's a fair observation to make, that if you're going to run around and call yourself gay, you should be... You're probably doing that act. I mean, the traditional gay act. I mean,
but what if you're?
Then
what
why
if you're,
would you be gay?
What if you're heterosexual? Would you do that?
No, but
what if heterosexual women don't do that?
Heterosexual men don't have to do that because they have another area to explore. Don't you understand that?
I just think that your perception of the gay community is off.
Well, you're free to that perception, and maybe it is.
All right. 520-9710. Do gays have a better shot at a healthier relationship because men understand men better, women understand women better, and men and women have become so separated over these years with this whole women's movement that we can no longer get along? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. See, this is why I think gay men have an advantage.
Woo!
All right, we see you.
All right, got
how
it.
How you doing?
Got it.
Right here!
Got it. There he goes. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Do homosexuals have a distinct advantage over heterosexuals when it comes to relationship because they understand the same sex better than we understand the opposite sex?
Jerry, stop dancing there with the free-balling.
He's picking up that shirt and showing that belly.
Oh, God. Come on, Jerry.
That's Saturday Night Fever dance, dude. That's not the dance room.
You know, Patrick Hernandez, I believe, wrote this song. He did not. I don't think he had this in mind, right? Is it Patrick Hernandez?
I can't help myself. When I hear this song, I just have to get up, man.
All right. Nathan in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1.
It sounds like you like the stick. You're coming out the closet.
Hey, Nathan.
Coming out the closet?
Hey, dude.
Huh? You like the stick? You're coming out the closet slowly?
Hey, Bubba. do I have to tell you on the air not to call me on the air? I mean, I think off the air isn't sufficient enough.
It sounds like you and Whitman been hitting that.
How dare you call me on the air, young man? I will see you later.
I'm working.
That guy's in trouble.
Well, you're at work, and he
boy
should,
is that young man in trouble.
He should understand that you're at work.
Trying to kill my career.
Damn it! He should know you're working.
How dare you? How dare you? Marlon in Commerce, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, all right.
You guys are hilarious, man. I listen to you guys every night whenever I get to.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Cool. Hey, you know, the whole comment, the whole topic about the, you know, gays having a better relationship. I used to have a boss way back that was flaming. I mean, this guy was just, you know, you could spot him a mile away. But basically, his boyfriend would come into, it was a retail store, he would come into the store all the time, and, you know, normal people, you know, argue, whatever, but this guy would just start throwing things, they would just start fighting with each other. And
turn off.
He would like, you know, go outside and slash his tires, and we'd be running back into the our jobs, like, I just slashed your tires. He's like, I'm going to get you. And,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, listen, you're making a great point there. Yes. There are downsides to being in a homosexual relationship.
Right, and we don't want to use the term normal, you know, to describe the other people, because normal, you know, what's normal, really?
I think the majority. But I think that that when you describe a homosexual relationship, yeah, there are some downfalls. Like when you get into an argument with your boyfriend, when you get an argument with your wife right now, or let's say you're married and you got a wife or a girlfriend, you get an argument with her, you're about 99.9% sure, no matter how intoxicated you are, that if she ever tries to kick your ass, you could sort of repel that
without hurting her.
You could back her away.
Right, got it.
I'm not sure that if you're in a homosexual relationship that you could do that. If a guy starts beating on you, he could kick your ass.
Right, he could kick your ass. You could live in fear of
that. Yeah, you got to bed every night, you know, with one eye open.
Well, now you know how women feel
Tim,
who live with men who are batterers. Can you imagine living like that?
Not good.
Have we learned something tonight?
Nathan in Austin, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Stats, how are you guys?
All right, man.
Hi, Stad.
I just moved to Austin, Texas. I used to listen to you guys all the time when I lived in California. You guys get me through my work day. I work at night, so it's just great hearing you guys. And you guys are kind of like a little piece of home that I get to hear from California.
So. What are you doing in Austin, Nathan?
I work for a company I can't say on the radio.
Okay, all right, fine.
It's basically for like a major gaming company. Anyway, I want to get back to what you guys were talking about earlier about how you're saying how most gay guys don't go all the way.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, most gay guys do. I'm 21, and pretty much all my friends have gone all the way. I don't know any gay guy that hasn't gone all the way.
All right, Nathan, are you currently in Austin?
Yes, I live in Austin.
You are in Austin right now.
I'm in Austin right now.
How's that feel?
It's Austin. It's Texas. I like California. California better, but.
All right, so Nathan, the point that I was trying to make earlier, man, now that you're in Austin, man, the point I was making earlier is that I understood that a lot of gay guys just didn't, that I said, why call yourself gay if you don't do that? Now, I know some guys.
Yeah, but this guy moved to Austin, the gay capital of the South.
Certainly of the South, yes.
Of course he's going to do that.
Well, no. I mean, look, my point is this. One of my dearest friends is a gay dude. He doesn't do that. He does everything, but he doesn't do that. But Nathan, I agree with you.
Is that a fake guy? Fake gay guy if he doesn't do it?
It's a fey.
That's kind of odd.
Fey. He's a fey. A fake gay. He's a fey.
He has to be like a virgin for like,
Right. This is what I'm saying to you, Nathan. If you're going to run around and call yourself gay, well, then.
Run around.
Then do it, right?
All right. Thanks. Yeah, right. Thanks, Austin.
Hi, Stad.
Or Nathan. Was it Nathan and Austin or Austin and Nathan? All right. Wait, you have gay friends there, Gina?
I have lots and lots and lots of gay friends.
How many gay friends do you have?
Oh, Lord. Good friends?
20?
Maybe 25.
Wow.
Lots. Most
gay
of my
gay friends.
Yeah.
And they go all the way?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm glad I'm not invited. I don't really go out too much with them anymore because I'm sick of that, like, hey, girl, you look fierce. Like, I'm over that a little bit, that scene. But I know that a lot of times they'll hang out, just get together like dudes and drink beer and watch TV, but hire an escort or like a masseur who hangs out in one of their bedrooms, and then they each go and have a turn in the bedroom. And then just go back out casual, watch some TV.
Does this guy live in Lakewood?
The masseur or the friend?
I promised I wouldn't do this.
Does the masseur come in from Lakewood with his table? No, wait a minute. Wait, I have to.
Don't touch Lois's stuff.
I have to ask. No, guys, come on. No, really. You can't touch my mom's stuff. Honestly, are you telling me that they will get together like hetero dudes watching sports?
Yeah.
Drinking beer.
Yeah.
And then they go into a designated bedroom where there's a male, it's a masseur, I learned that last night, and he has sex with them individually?
Well, he does whatever they want, maybe one of them gets a little shoulder rub.
And then and the masseur accepts in that room tips.
Well, yeah, I think so. But I think it's usually like, the host with the money, like, hey, guys. And, I took the liberty of, hiring some. Oh, and that was so sweet, David.
Okay. But if you ask enough guys, heterosexual guys, would they rather go to a party filled with wives and kids or that party? It would be a
wives
coin
toss. Well, I think it would be wives and kids.
I don't know. All right, let's talk to Eric in Orange County. You're on 97.1.
Conway Whitman.
Hey.
Hey, you guys. Hey, what I got to say is real quick, you guys are hilarious, and you guys kick knowledge like no other, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Actually, that used to be the old name of the show, Kick Knowledge.
Yeah, Kick Knowledge, because we were on, and we used to do a segment where we helped kids with their homework, and we called the show Kick Knowledge, and it was...
pretty good.
It was actually, how long did we do that for?
2 years.
I must have been in diapers, but what I got to say about these gay dudes is, they
Spit it out, young man.
Today.
They act like everything is okay, but when they go home, they're fighting over milkshakes and, you know, clawing each other's eyes out, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that happens, though. I mean, I'm not sure if... I don't think that gay couples argue as much as heterosexual couples.
I think you're right. I do think you're right. And also something else.
Well, can we talk to her? I mean, is she out of the closet? The chick who works here? Excuse me.
Oh, God, I smell that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she's out of the closet.
Oh, I smell that.
It's Chinese.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. Let's talk to a Sean in Toluca Lake. You're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys. I love your show. I do it all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I think that you're right about it. Gay men don't argue as much as, you know, straight men and women. And
are you a gay guy?
Yeah,
oh,
I am.
I'm sorry. I see you calling from Toluca Lake. I shouldn't have even had to ask.
Right, because I'm from Toluca Lake. You're such an idiot, Tim. You really, I mean, the easiest jokes in the world. You just, hold on, sir, for a second. I mean, do you think, do you think I didn't think that as soon as I saw it? Oh, here it comes from a Shecky in 5-4. Oh, what are you from? Are you a gay guy? I should have known. Yeah, it says Toluca. All right,
thank
man. Then you get in the car. All right, man.
Got
you
him.
Drive back to that.
Got
mountain.
Him.
Come on. Give
curve
me a.
Curveball. Got him.
No curveball, my friend.
All right, shut up. All right, what do you want, dude?
Well, you know, and I do think that. Actually, a lot of men more than you think would go all the way. I mean, I'm one that likes to go all the way.
Hold on one second. Dude, I'm not, you know, until you have like a comedy CDs that you're selling and you're like, you know, appearing at Caesar's Palace and MGM, you're on The Tonight Show and Letterman, you got your own sitcom. I'm not taking comedy lessons from you, young man.
Tim, you're getting very...
How dare you?
You're getting very personal. I'll match your intensity then.
If, how dare you?
If you want to fight, let's fight.
I'm not taking comedy. You can give your comedy tips to Randy when I'm not here on President's Day. You can tell him to have a heart attacks or more heart attacks in a Gary Glitter song.
I didn't.
And he'll sit there and take your ass. I ain't taking it.
I didn't tell. Taking my ass? You're the one who suggested that men who live in Toluca Lake are gay, knowing that I live in Toluca Lake. And then you sit there. Like you scored one. Let me tell you something.
I had to raise the roof,
Let
dude.
Me tell you something, Tim. I'm not going to take your F&S. I'm not going to F&S take your F&S. And I
yes, you are.
And I do have a comedy CD, and I'll bring it in tomorrow and crack it over your head. And the second you decide...
And we'll play it on the air.
The second you decide you don't want my fat ass in this chair, say so, and I'll go home and watch goddamn TV.
We need to go to break! Hope he does hit that switch tonight on the wall. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
To the dance floor. As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen. And all it said goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again.
Hi, Stad. Hi, Stad. Hi, Stad. Hi, Stad.
Yeah. Jerry, please. We're on the air.
Hi, Stad.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Do heterosexual couples have a distinct advantage over... Do homosexual couples have a distinct advantage over heterosexual couples because they know one another better?
Right.
I don't know. Tim and Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, guys. How's it going?
Not bad.
All right.
All right, dude. Listen, I was telling Gina, I am a stand-up comedian. I'm in a car full of comedians and producers and people who do some shows at the Improv. I got to say, you guys are freaking gold. You are radio gold. You're fighting. You're arguing back and forth. It is beautiful. It's hilarious.
Wait, who's in the car with you, dude?
We're comedians. We're performers. We're producers, whatnot, and we're freaking getting a kick out of it. So what you guys are doing, it's great. Keep it up. All the arguing, all the fighting, all of it. Keep doing it. That's right.
Hey, dude, what do you open with? What's the joke?
Well, we tour. We do the.
You're improv.
We have sets. We do stand up and whatnot. But I just wanted because you guys were.
What's your best joke, dude?
What's the best joke for, I don't know. I just got back from a writing book on something. Listen, the point is, you guys are gold. I love it. You guys
pass the phone to somebody else in the car. I want to hear a joke out of that car.
And is there anybody in the car we'd know?
Yes.
Is that right?
Who is that? Who is that person?
It's somebody who's been on, I'm not going to say your name. It's somebody who's been on Comedy Central and is touring the country now.
Why the hell would, why wouldn't he want us to say his name?
It's a woman, right?
Because I didn't tell him I was, you know, again, I told Gina.
Put him on the phone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I wanted her to pass it on to you guys.
All right. Well, we won't bust your balls. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude.
You're very kind. You're very
complimentary. There you go. All right. Well, good for that guy. He's in a clown car driving around Rancho Cucamonga.
With all comics.
With 14 comedy.
I think four comics.
Four comics?
I think it's a four-door car. What I envision is...
I wonder what he's playing in Rancho Cucamonga. Is there an improv out there? Or
I don't know.
Laugh Factory missed?
Just where they're driving. I envision a four-door sedan. Two in the front, two in the back, and the wheels, the comedy wheels are rolling.
It sounded like they were defending my side of the argument.
Well, that's not exactly true at all. There was no defense or offense offered. I mean, they didn't take a side in the skirmish. They just simply commented that they found it entertaining. How you would come away from that with the conclusion that they were on your side is simply delusional.
Nah, that's not true. If they're working comics, then they get it. They know what's going on.
What did I do that's so wrong? You made a joke at my offense, and I made fun of you.
I know, but if they're driving around in a car and they're all comics...
Right. Yeah, you're the funnier one.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're right, Tim.
I'm not saying I'm funnier. I'm just saying that.
No, you're right.
You know that the four of them are driving around, probably thinking themselves.
Right. Conway carries.
They make fun of people in the comedy clubs who are hackish.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying,
excuse me?
I'm just saying.
Excuse me. I'm hackish. Well, you know what, Tim. If I'm so goddamn hackish, it must be really tough to do a show with such a hack, right? With such a hack.
How dare you insult me like that after you did a joke at my expense?
You think you're the funnier of the two? And you think I'm a hack? You think I'm a hack?
No,
F you. Good night. Early night. Good night. It's an early night. I'm a hack. F you. Call me on the air a hack.
Hey, there must be some truth to it if you get that pissed off. No.
You know what there's truth to? There's truth to my on-air partner is an a-hole who offends me and calls me hackish. Hackish?
Hey, nobody else has the balls to do that.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Brian,
hackish
you're a hack.
Is the verb. The noun is hack. I'm out.
There he goes.
Only a hack would leave like that.
There he goes. Off to the parking lot to do impersonations for the guy.
I didn't warm up his car yet.
Guy takes the ticket. Maybe he'll do Johnny Carson for the guy who takes the ticket.
$450. Could I get change for the parking attendant is not here? The parking attendant is here. Is not here.
All right, Ben in Laguna Beach, we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to the Auto Club 500 at California Speedway on February 24th. CaliforniaSpeedway.com has all the answers. Winners also qualify for a racer day. You know what that means. Experience with the Light Cats and a limousine. Wow, what a night. A racer day with the Light Cats and a limousine. How do you beat that? Hey, turn the mic on outside. I want to hear Brian leaving.
Is the guy who takes the tickets here? He is not here.
Oh, that's him leaving, huh?
There.
Oh, shut his mic off.
There.
All right.
Hi, Scott.
Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.